A day after Australia declared it wouldn't be buying any of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, the US has stopped using it while it investigates links with a small number of blood clot cases. Nearly 7 million Americans have received the single-dose vaccine so far, but the clots developed by half a dozen women have prompted health authorities to press pause on any more. Here's North America correspondent Greg Jennett.
To enhance Johnson & Johnson's production capacity,
billed as one dose and done, the Johnson & Johnson vaccines never quite hit the potential that its makers, Janssen, J&J, and pharma giant Merck, had hoped for.
Johnson & Johnson and Merck will not rest until it is won.
Production at a plant in Baltimore was bedeviled by cross-contamination with AstraZeneca's rival product. Now, the two have something else in common.
Out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
Janet Woodcock runs the Food and Drug Administration, the regulator of medicines. They imposed the recommended halt on further J&J shots after six women, aged between 18 and 48, developed brain blood clots within 9 to 13 days of their vaccination. One of the women later died. Those six cases come from almost 7 million doses administered so far. Presidential advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
This is a really rare event. There have been six out of the 6.85 million doses, which is less than one in a million.
Authorities aren't saying conclusively that the vaccine caused the clots, but Peter Marks of the FDA is upfront about the likelihood, especially considering AstraZeneca's experience with the same phenomenon.
It's plainly obvious to us already that what we're seeing with the Janssen vaccines looks very similar to what was being seen with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Obviously, they are from the same general class of viral vectors.
Big federal mass vaccination centres will heed the pause. So will many run by the states. For how long? Dr. Fauci's uncertain.
It's going to be more like days to weeks rather than weeks to months.
Whatever the risks, the timing's terrible for Johnson & Johnson because it was hoping to ramp up production soon, closing the wide gap on the Pfizer and Moderna shots. White House vaccine boss Jeff Zients says those two will now become the default, and there's more than enough to go round.
You know, we really have thought of this as a wartime effort from the beginning, which is why we purchased excess supply.
Even so, what's called a red flag event around the J&J shot will hardly help those hesitant to take one, which is why Joe Biden's instilling confidence whenever he can.
I made sure we have 600 million doses. So there's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
Like all vaccine manufacturers, Johnson & Johnson's got billions invested in taking its product to the world. In fact, its price and regular fridge temperature storage meant it was made for that. The company says it'll share all information it's got with regulators in the hope it can get back in circulation here soon. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.